Samoa has recorded 34 new cases of dengue fever in the past week. This brings the current total cases reported since November last year to 250. The Health Ministry is organising mass cleanups and fumigation missions to combat the outbreak. Tiana Haxton has more.
People aged 60 years and over make up the most of the current cases, with the majority in northwest Upolu and Apia. In response, Samoa's government announced a national clean-up day for Friday, encouraging the general public to eradicate mosquito breeding grounds. Penina Health Trust Chief Executive Ronnie Leialai Auloto has been working alongside community leaders involved in the campaign.
There's a half day today for all government workplaces because people have to go and help out locally to do some of the work like getting rid of risks. Things like barrels of water that are sort of sitting there festering, grounds for mosquitoes to breed and things like that.
Leialai Auloto says it's commendable how people in Samoa are handling the outbreak.
Samoans are resilient and there doesn't seem to be any panicking or unnecessary buying up of any products. Because also locals have their beliefs on what they can use as well, you know, to deter mosquitoes.
She says the community is remaining calm and collected as they work together to combat the outbreak. Professor Cameron Simmons of the World Mosquito Program predicts the outbreak will slow down over the dry season, which is usually when temperatures drop.
The outbreak in Samoa is most likely the winter. When it gets a bit cooler, the mosquito population will shrink naturally. That's what it does every winter. And that will probably be the biggest influence on slowing the current outbreak.
In the meantime, he urges the community to follow the local health ministry's recommendations. This includes wearing clothing that covers all visible skin, using insect repellents, and removing stagnant water sources around their homes where mosquitoes will breed.